الله الرحمن الرحيم. reading the narration, the hadith narrated by Hazrat Aisha رضي الله تعالى عنها, that she asked Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم that if there is a plague in any place, an epidemic, a widespread disease, then Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said it was an azab of Allah Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala had sent for whomsoever He wants to. And that is for the non-believers, for the transgressors. While for the believers it is a rahmat, and by which they gain high stages by Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And the hadith, the further part of it is that when there is a plague in a person, in an area, an epidemic, and a person stays there making sabr and hoping of the reward from Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala gives him the reward of a shaheed. When he dies in that plague, in that epidemic, he gets the reward of a shaheed. So with regard to that, there are a few additional points which we learn from here. Ulama mentioned that the reward of the martyrdom is not confirmed to one killed in the battlefield. Those who pass away in a plague or by drowning, or those women who pass away during childbirth, are also regarded as martyrs. So the door of martyrdom, of becoming a shaheed, is quite wide in Islam. Of course, the highest level is the person who gives his life on the battlefield. But then there are many other aspects also by which a person can gain martyrdom. Like, for example, when there is a plague in a place, a widespread epidemic, a killer disease, and a person stays there making sabr and hoping of reward from Allah Ta'ala, he also gets the reward of a shaheed. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha also asked Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that is it possible to get shaheed, shahadat, become a shaheed in any other way than the battlefield? The words more or less of that nature. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, a person who reads 27 times Allahumma barik li fi Allahumma fir li walil Allahumma barik li fil maut wa fi ma ba'd al maut. A person who reads that also dies as a shaheed. So all of us, we can, of course, this is not the level of shahadat of the person who gives his life on the battlefield. But even this low level of shahadat, and just to be a martyr, the reward is extremely great by Allah Ta'ala. So all of us can get that reward by reading 27 times, Allahumma barik li fil maut wa fi ma ba'd al maut. While a plague is a mercy for the believers, it is a punishment for the disbelievers. Major sinners and those who are resolute upon minor sinners. And this is the system of Allah Ta'ala, which is not difficult. That on the one side, this very plague is a punishment from Allah Ta'ala for the non-believers. And the method of judging that is that a person usually complains in a bad condition. When a person tests a person, and when he complains and he says, why did this happen to me, and he hasn't got sabr at all, then that is a sign of a punishment from Allah Ta'ala. And when a difficulty comes on a person and he makes sabr on that, then that is a sign of Allah's mercy. Allah is washing away his sins. Allah is raising his stages by that, by Allah Ta'ala. So the non-believers usually in these things, they will speak very many things which are not advisable to speak. They will complain, etc. While a believer in the true sense will accept it wholeheartedly. It is from Allah Ta'ala and I accept it as such. One should not attempt to escape from a plague if it has afflicted one's locality, so that one does not become a means of it spreading to other areas. and a great wisdom that we are not permitted, that if there is a plague in a place, an epidemic, a person shouldn't leave that place. He shouldn't run away from that place. He should stay there. As explained, the one was that he accepts it as the will of Allah Ta'ala. He makes sabr and awaits rewards from Allah Ta'ala. The other practical implication of this is that if he is there and that disease has reached him and he runs to another place, he will be the cause of spreading it there. So it won't be contained here. Now other places will get affected also. One should also not enter an area where plague has erupted. This has been also explained by ulama, that where there is a plague, don't escape from there. And where there is a plague, don't enter in that place. Don't go to a place where there is an epidemic and there is a plague. A severe sickness or plague is a source of mercy for the believers if they abstain from major sins. This is important, that this becomes a mercy for a person when he stays away from major sins. Otherwise, even for the believer, but he's involved in major sins or he continuously commits minor sins, then that is also a source of punishment for him. Of course, not the punishment to the level of the non-believer. It will be to a much lesser degree, but it will be also a source of punishment, and he himself will realize it, that he will be very, very uncomfortable and uneasy in that condition. Whereas a believer who accepts all untoward conditions quite happily, that it is from Allah and I'm happy with those conditions. So Allah bless us with the quality of sabr, and this is also a quality a person has to work for, and also for that a person has to understand taqdeer, that whatever happens to him is from Allah and Allah knows what is best for a person, though at that moment he does not see the goodness, and he accepts it wholeheartedly, happily, then there is great, great goodness for him. He feels in himself also he doesn't need any counseling. He is quite content with himself and he accepts it happily, and the reward from Allah Ta'ala then is very great and magnificent as well.